6:43 Playhouse. Why not 8:4? We're pulling a TRQ. Totally random question out of the box of Totally Random Questions. And today's TRQ. When did you have to deal with a bad customer? When did you have to deal with a bad customer? That's today's totally random question. And I suppose pretty much most workplaces have some sort of customer. It might not be a traditional sense, like you walk in and it's like a retail store. But I mean, everybody's got customers. Like here, I suppose our customers would be like, you know, businesses that we work with, or you maybe what's your customer, I suppose. Or maybe it was back in the day when you were like, when one of your early jobs. When did you have to deal with a bad customer in your life, Amy Kay?
This one was when I was in high school. I was working at Dairy Queen, and a woman came up, and she was trying to get a refund for it because she ordered a burger there yesterday, and she didn't want ketchup, mustard, or pickles or anything like that on it. And she said it was just full of all these toppings, and I was just letting her go on about it. And she said she could hardly eat it, but she wanted money back. After she was very angry, I said, well, ma'am, we actually, I don't think that was our store. And then that made her more upset. And she said, it was. She bought it from us yesterday. It was us. And she wants her money back. I then had to explain to her that we only serve ice cream. And we're just we don't have food at the Dairy Queen that we were at. Like, so it was only ice cream.
She was, I mean, either full of it or was it a different location?
But yeah, and like the closest location was probably like 20 minutes away. So I don't know how you would get those two confused. But I felt like she was just trying to scam us. And I said, we don't have food here. There is no way you could have got a burger. The closest like food I could get you would be a banana. But we use those for like banana splits. There is really no food here.
How did that conversation end? Did she ever admit that she was obviously wrong, or did she end up leaving like angry?
She left angry. And I kept, this way was not here. You did not get a hamburger from an employee working here unless some random person was selling you like burgers in the parking lot. You did not buy it here. And she was so angry. I had to get my manager. My manager was trying to explain this woman and calm her down. We really don't have food here. There was no way this could have been us. We can't give you money back for something you never even bought. So, but she was mad at us.
And even still probably left like, can't believe they didn't refund me for this burger I did not obviously get here.
I was like, why are you angry at us? You're the one lying.
Start thinking about what other fast food place you could have gone to, because it definitely was not
anywhere.
Here.
Think of anywhere else. Why did you choose Dairy Queen? Do you really think you got a burger here? Not Wendy's, Burger King, anywhere else?
Well, and a lot of those, you know, most of them now do have food options. You were just at one of those rare ones. It's like, we only have ice cream.
Yeah, and the one that it's still, it only serves ice cream at the location in Taylorville, Illinois. And that woman just drives me nuts.
When did you have to deal with a bad customer? That's today's totally random question. 237, it's text 35270, tweet, snap, at 194 Playhouse. Rude 5, girls like you. That's Playhouse. Why not 8:4? The totally random question. When did you have to deal with a bad customer?
So when I used to work at Dairy Queen when I was in high school, and frequently people would get really upset about ice cream. You know, like, I don't have anything specifically, but people just get so angry over small things. And I always thought it was silly afterwards that people would get so upset about their ice cream.
I mean, if I actually treat myself to a blizzard, I want perfection, right? I can kind of see why that could cause some aggravation.
Right, I'm with you on that.
Yeah. I feel like you and Amy just had like a weird bonding experience.
We did. I understand. I know that people get mad. And sometimes you just might be out of a certain candy that goes in it. And people cannot believe it. What do you mean you don't have it? We are out of it and we don't get it until the next delivery day. There's literally nothing I can do. I used to then say, if you want to go buy one at the gas station, I will bring it back here. I'll smash it up for you and put in your blizzard.
I bet you there's some people that did.
There was.
I can totally imagine that. Totally random question. When did you have to deal with a bad customer? And we're seeing a flood of them.
Yeah, somebody said, I used to work at a clothing store a few years back. I was working the changing area and some guy comes in, tries on some pants, and then he finally comes out and he just kind of does the pat down to make sure he has everything. And then he whips around and looks at me and says, you stole my keys. Now, this whole time I was never in possession of his pants or in his room. So I calmly tell him that I don't have his keys and they're probably in the changing room. He goes back to check, doesn't find them, comes out, starts screaming at me even more to give him back his keys, Finally, I get my manager. My manager comes over and tries to understand the situation. Well, now the guy is cursing at her. We call the cops. I was speechless. After 5 to 10 minutes, the cops take down the information. My manager has me go to the back room to kind of take a break. And they just keep talking to this man. After about another 5 minutes, my manager comes back and tells me that the guy did find his pants in his back pocket.
When did you deal with a bad customer? 237 Itsy, Texas 35270.
I worked at JCPenney once, and they always have you ask if customers want to apply for a credit card. So when I asked this one gentleman if he wanted to get a discount by applying for a card, he said sure. Started filling out his information and then got upset because he had to provide his social security number.
I mean, for a credit card, you don't really have much choice.
Exactly. That's what I told him. And then he got really upset, left his clothes on the counter and left.
Which I know you mean he left the clothes he was going to buy on the counter and left, but if it was the clothes he was wearing, very different story.
Gimme some time to think.
Playhouse Y94 talking about when you had to deal with a bad customer. In your life, what are we seeing, Amy K?
Somebody said that they're a phlebotomist, and every day there's bad customers, either because of the needle or the cost of labs. Some people would walk out because the testing requires to get stuck by a needle. Somebody else said, I am a cashier at a bookstore, and a customer came in demanding that I notarize some stuff for him. Well, seeing how I'm only a cashier and I cannot do it, I am not qualified, I kept just trying to tell him, I cannot do this for you. I also don't think our bookstore has ever done this. He continued to yell at me, then the manager, for about 15 minutes before the manager eventually threatened to call security if he didn't leave. Someone else said, I used to work at Victoria's Secret before they changed their return policy, and that was the worst. We would get used, worn, stained panties and bras all the time. It was just kind of gross to see what people try to return.
Ooh. Your bad customer story, 237 It's good morning. Hello, you there?
So I worked at a cafe, and like it was 10 minutes before close, and So we have like coffee pots that people can have, and we ran out of this coffee, and the woman really wanted us to make her another pot like a couple minutes before close, and this is like, I don't know, like 5 liters of coffee, and the baristas were like, no, we're not going to make that for you, and the woman got really angry and slammed this ceramic cup on the counter, and she broke the cup.
So she's so angry. I mean, cups are getting destroyed.
Yeah.
Honestly, kind of sounds like she's had enough coffee. It's Playhouse Y94, the totally random question. We've been talking about when you had to deal with a bad customer. Any final bad customers?
And somebody said it wasn't me, but it was my cousin. She worked as a barista, and a customer unsatisfied with her drink for whatever reason said it was too hot. She then proceeded to throw the too hot coffee all over my cousin before driving off. People never cease to amaze me. Another person said, while working at Subway, we had a customer who was just really mean to everybody, calling people names. We ended up having to get the police to come get her out of the store because she refused to leave.
And when did you have a bad customer?
My job was to answer calls from disgruntled people who were declined or denied for trying to get a loan.
Well, it's got to be just a joy of a job.
Oh, it was frustrating but hilarious at times. How many times I got yelled at for their bad credit.
So pretty much you're just trying to figure out how to say, like, well, this is really your problem.
We had to word it in such a way that we were trying to say those things, but we couldn't actually say those things. And we could even point out, like, well, show us that back in, 1985, we had this issue going on where there might have been some payments that weren't made, and unfortunately, the history stays with you.
Man, listen, if you're having to reference things from 1985, jeez.
I feel like, though, that is, you're going to deal with so many bad customers, because if they're calling you and getting mad, obviously, like, I don't think you can ever end it good. They're not going to be happy.
Well, it's not like you can change the numbers, mm-hmm. right? Like, I can't approve you for this loan now. Hey, Private Y, momentarily later in the hour, the almost possible question of the day with Amy K. Am I the jerk as well? Dump or retain him? But first, Private Y after Nicky Yard, Sunroof, Playhouse in the Morning, Y94.